It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. If you are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle.
Second Peter chapter 1, verse 2. We had begun to look at this scripture last week, talking to us about the grace of God. Grace means the ability of God at work in your life. There is an extent to which you can do with human ability. Human strength has limitations. The human mind is very powerful, but has limitations. But when the grace of God comes in your life, it will produce in you what nothing else could make happen. There was a young man called David in the book of 1 Samuel. David was the youngest child in his family. He was number 8 among 7 brothers. He had 7 elder brothers. When they are looking for who will go and do the odd things, the kind of things nobody else likes to do, they send David. He was the youngest anyway, so he could not refuse. When they are counting people for importance in his family, nobody thinks about David. If you are listening to me today, I'm not sure if your situation is that worse. But if it is that bad, listen to what happened with David shortly. 7 of his brothers were in the house. Only David was sent into the bush to go and look after the animals. A young man, a teenager. Imagine a teenager being left in the bush alone with the animals. And he's got senior brothers, big guys. Some of them were big enough to be in the army. There was not one of them that was sent to escort David to go look after the animals. We're not talking about looking after animals in the backyard. We mean in the bush, in the wilderness. David gave the testimony that someday when he was looking after the animals that his father asked him to look after, and a lion showed up. So he wasn't looking after animals just somewhere behind his father's yard. He was in the bush where animals like lions could be found. So that was where they sent the little teenager to go and look after animals. Where he has 7 older brothers, not one was asked to go with him. So it gives us a picture that David's life was not so important to the family. As far as they were concerned, he could be killed along with the animals. He's all right. That was what it looked like. So David was like a rejected son in his family. But even though he was not recognized, even though he was not valuable in his family, but to God, he was valuable. Listen to me today, my dear brother, my sister. You may not be important to anybody. It might look like nobody cares about you. But I want you to understand what God's word is saying to you today. God cares about you more than you yourself cares about yourself. When he was looking after the animals in the bush, according to him, a lion showed up one day and took one of the sheep. David said he went after the lion to deliver the sheep from him. He said the lion attacked him, but he smote the lion. and deliver the bear, the sheep from his paws. He said, another day, a bear showed up and took one of the sheep. He said again, he went after the bear and delivered the sheep from the bear. He said, when the bear came after him, he smote the bear and rescued the sheep. Listen to me. The challenges of your life, they are not to bring you down. God allowed those challenges for your testimony. God is going to use those challenges to bring you to higher levels. Even if the challenges seem to be beating you left and right, relax. God is bringing you here now and is going to give you the right words that will bring you above the challenges of your life. If life has been a setback, that was before. The word of God is going to begin to pilot your life and will begin to build you up. We saw in Acts chapter 20 verse 32, Apostle Paul said, brothers, I commend you to the word of God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among the saints. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. He says, I commend you to God. I bring you into the atmosphere of the word of God. God has brought you in here into the atmosphere of his word so that the word of God can build you up. You are here to be built up by God. He says, and now, brethren, I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. I told you last week that the word of his grace is the word that makes possible those things that could not happen in your life before. Certain things that could not happen. You have tried, struggled, but life just couldn't come out beautiful. He says the word of the grace of God will make possible for you those things that were not possible before. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. The grace of God does not look at your shortcomings. You made some mistakes yesterday. That's yesterday. Today, God is creating a new future for you. The future that was not possible according to what you did yesterday. The future that is possible only by the power of God that is at work on your behalf. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. I said before that you are not just here by mistake. You are here according to this God's design, God's special plan to build for you a destiny that nobody thought could happen for you. God wants to bring you into the kind of life that even you yourself never dreamed was possible. And how does God do such things? He begins to bring his word unto you. The word of God. Now remember, a few weeks ago, we saw in the book of Joshua how God said unto Joshua, listen, you have stayed too long where you are. It's time to move forward. There is a great future that I have designed for you across the Jordan. Don't stay where you are. Move on to the other side. Because on the other side, I've given you all of those territories. It's going to be yours according to what I have said to my servant Moses. And then he said to them, now, when you go over, this is how you are going to get over across the Jordan. And then Joshua, through the other elders or leaders of the Israel people, they gave instructions to everybody in Israel. They said to them, they said, listen, we're going to go across this Jordan. But don't worry how we are going to get across the Jordan. We will get across the Jordan. There is one way to go across the Jordan. We have not done it before, but we know that if God says it's possible, it's possible. Then they gave them instructions. This is how we will go. When you see the ark of the Lord God and the priests, the Levites, bearing the ark of the Lord your God, when you see that ark moving forward, don't remain where you are. Go after the ark. What is in that ark? I explained that that ark was simply a wooden structure. They cut some wood from Shittim, a little town called Shittim, and they constructed this ark. But there was something inside the ark that made the ark to be very important. It was the tablet that was bearing the word of God that was written on it. So the word of God is what actually carries the power that will give you the direction for life that will take you to the destiny that God has designed for you. If you can focus your attention on the word of God, it will bring you into glory that you never thought was possible. The life, the beautiful life that nobody thought you yourself could ever achieve. Even if you say, if you dreamt about it, they will tell you that you were wrong. That kind of life, the word of God will bring you into it. He says, I commend you to God in Acts chapter 20, verse 32 again. He says, now, brethren, I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. The word sanctified means those people that have been selected of God. And brothers and sisters, if God has brought you here, he has selected you for a great future. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Apostle Peter was writing to the church. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And I explained to you before what grace is. The ability of God at work in man. The things that you couldn't do by yourself. The things that you couldn't make happen for yourself. When the grace of God enters into your life, it will make those things begin to happen. You yourself, you'll be, what is happening in my life? The way my life is going now, this is not ordinary. People that are looking at you, they say, this guy's life is changing. This woman's life is changing. We can observe things are getting better. Everything that couldn't work for him before or for her before, they are beginning to work. Why? Because grace is being multiplied unto this person. It says grace and peace. I told you what peace is here. It means prosperity, progress, moving forward. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Which means as you go to church every Sunday, and you are hearing the word of God that is bringing the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ unto you, grace is being multiplied unto you. As you are hearing me now, grace of God is being multiplied unto you. The peace of God is being multiplied in your word. Next verse. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He says, according, he's describing how these things work. He's describing it for you. He says, I'm just hearing God's word. So how does that increase my life? How does it increase grace and peace or prosperity in my life? He says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things. Listen, it didn't say according as his divine power shall give unto us all things. He says heart. The word heart, that is in Old King James language. In the present English, it will mean according as his divine power has already given unto us all the things that we need for this life. Everything that you live, that you will need in this life, God has already designed it for you already. God is not planning to give it to you. God is not waiting for you to begin to do some good things and then he's counting it. How many good things have you done? God said he has already given unto you those things that are required for life and godliness. The things that you require for your life to move to the next level is already yours. But how are those things going to happen? They are going to happen as you hear the word of God announcing those things to you. As you hear the word of God opening your eyes to the reality of what God has planned for your life. According as his divine power, his God awesome power, the God almighty power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us. Listen, brothers and sisters, if God called you into this place this afternoon, he has actually called you to a life of glory and a life of virtue. So nobody can see any shame in your life anymore.
Because God has called you unto a life of glory.
The things that people look at in your life before and say, God is going to wipe those things away. He says, through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. I will read further in subsequent verses.
You might be able to have insight. When you know the life God has called you into, you will understand that your life is not an ordinary life. I am not an ordinary person. Everywhere I go, I know that I'm special. Not because I'm a pastor, it's because I'm a child of God. If you are listening to me today and you are a child of God, you are a special person. You are not an ordinary person because you are carrying the image of God inside you. You are carrying the same nature because when God gives birth to you, he didn't give birth to a human being. He gives birth to a child, his own son. Your life is not ordinary. God has called you to a life of glory and virtue. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Hey, my dear brother and sister, the promise God has designed for your life is so great and is so precious that God has to envelop it specially and lock it up somewhere inside his word so that the devil cannot steal it from you. God is waiting for you to discover the greatness that he has designed for your life. Nobody can steal it from you. That is why he says they are precious. They are enveloped in a special covering. I feel excited. My life is not ordinary. I am excited. God has designed for me exceeding great. It's not just great, it's exceeding great. So when you look at all the great people you know in this world, the promise God has for your life is beyond their own. Because he says yours is exceeding great. This is great, but yours is exceeding, is beyond great. Great, exceeding great, and precious promises. Colon. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. He says, by these exceeding great and precious promises, God wants you to be a partaker of what? The divine nature, the God kind of life. That is what divine nature means. When you were born again, you were born with the nature of God. So when I am looking at you, now, the people that live in your neighborhood and at your workplace, they might look at you and they might think that they are seeing a human being. They are not seeing an ordinary human being. They are seeing somebody that's actually having the nature of God in him. Because I know enough, each time I look at you, I'm seeing the nature of God in you. He says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, that we might be partakers. God wants us to participate in this kind of life. There is a kind of life that is beyond the realm of this world. That kind of life, God wants you to participate in it. Some of you may have heard my testimony, how I said some 25, 26, almost 26 years now, how I said over 25 years ago, I will never be sick one more day of my life. I discovered in the precious promises of the word of God that as a child of God, I have the nature of God in me. The same life that is in God is in me. And if God could not be sick, I should never be sick one day of my life. When I discovered it, I began to announce it. I said, I will never be sick one day of my life. I have discovered the precious promise that was wrapped up by God inside his word. And what did he say? That the health of God is at work in me. This is not ordinary. I will never be sick again. If the health of God is in me, I should never be sick. I began to declare, I will never be sick one day of my life. I will never be sick one day of my life. And I discovered in Revelation chapter 1:6 that God, Jesus, has made us kings and priests unto God. And in verse 10 of the same chapter, he said, so that we could reign in life unto God. God has made you, he has made you and me to become kings in life. I say, I'm not ordinary. I am not ordinary. The nature of God is what I have. The same life that is in God is in me because I am his child. I am not ordinary.
When I discover in the word of God that I have been made a king by Jesus Christ, I realize I'm not an ordinary person. In the word of a king, there is power. When a king says something, you can't stop it. That word will come to pass. So everywhere I go, I know that my words are not ordinary. I don't just talk. Everything I say, I know they are important. Some of you also may have heard my testimony of when I got to the job where I'm currently working. I got there, and there were some challenges there. I said to them, listen, guys, nobody is going to determine when I leave this job. It doesn't matter who is the boss or who is not the boss in this place. Only one person is going to determine when I leave this job. I didn't say that person is God. I said that person is me. Ah, some of you will be surprised that I will say me. Yeah, because that kind of thing is too big for God to look after. I am a king. I am here on earth. I will look after this one. You are a king, brother. You are a king, sister. Don't let the devil push you about. Discover who you are and stand your ground and begin to decide what happens in your life. He has called us into a life of glory and virtue. He says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature. God wants us to participate in this God kind of life. He didn't just give birth to us as his children and then we are still like slaves or servants. He didn't just give birth to us to be pushed here and there. No, God gave birth to us so that we can rule and reign in life. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let him do what? Have dominion. So you were not created here on earth by an accident. You were created for a purpose, and that purpose is to have dominion and be in charge in this world. You are not supposed to be pushed about by the things that happen in your life. You're not supposed to be beaten about by the circumstances of life. No, you are the one that is supposed to control in your life. How do you control? You understand who you are, that you are a child of God, a king. God has made you a king in your life. You begin to take authority and begin to declare what will happen. You are not an ordinary person. You are not an ordinary person. Your life has been designed to move forward. Every day of your life to move forward. And every week of your life, every month of your life, God has designed that you move forward. If anything stands your way, there is power somewhere inside you. You push it down and continue forward. The grace of God is at work in your life to make all things work well for you. Your life is not ordinary. You have been built for progress, for peace every time. Your life is not ordinary. Go ahead and give God thanks. You have been designed to be moving forward every time. You are blessed of God. Take all the glory of God.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen. Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at info@cesydney.org. That is info@cesydney.org. God bless you.